Paul Robeson was one of America's most powerful and versatile performers, concert singer, classical actor, and movie star. But his career was badly damaged when he ran into trouble with the American government for his leftist political views. Criterion has just issued a 4-DVD set that includes 6 of his 11 films and a wealth of documentary material. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review.
Old Man River, that old man River, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along. He don't plant taters, he don't plant cotton. Damn that plants them, he's soon forgotten. But old man River, he just keeps rolling along.
Paul Robeson had a notable career, even with the odds stacked against him as an African American performing between the 1920s and 1950s. But he was also courageously, some might say foolishly, outspoken in his social and political opinions. He finished law school before he became an actor. Anti-racist, anti-fascist, pro-labor, a relentless activist for human rights. When he spoke out against Americans being forced to sign declarations that they were not members of the Communist Party, the U.S. government revoked his passport, which essentially ended his international career. But what a career it had been. He was the first black actor to play Shakespeare's greatest black character, Othello, with a white company. And that production had the longest Broadway run of any Shakespeare play. Eugene O'Neill handpicked him to play the complex title role in a revival of his melodrama, The Emperor Jones. And in the film version, he became the first black actor to have star billing in a major production. In Showboat, Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein wrote Old Man River for him, and it became his theme song. He talked Hammerstein into substituting the word darkies for the even more offensive racial epithet in the original 1927 lyric. Later, as Sidney Poitier describes in one of the documentaries in the new Criterion box, Robeson changed another line in the song in an even more radical way.
In Spain, another change in the words of Old Man River. I'm tired of living and scared of dying became, we must keep fighting until we're dying.
I keep laughing instead of crying. We must keep fighting until we're dying.
Old Man River was beginning to turn from a song of lament to a song of political protest.
Robeson had an extraordinarily vivid bass voice, resonant with a full spectrum of color, eloquent in a remarkable range of music from spirituals to oratorios. He was a godsend for sound film. In The Proud Valley, made in England in 1940, he plays David Goliath, a vagabond American sailor in Wales who is invited to join a coal miner's choral group when the members hear him in the street singing an aria from Mendelssohn's Elijah.
God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, this day let it be known
that
God, and that I am thy servant. Lord God of Abraham, hear, O hear me, Lord, and answer me.
Hear me, Lord, and answer me.
Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, O hear me, O hear me, O hear me, O hear me.
was that you?
Yeah. Was it all right?
Robeson's character eventually sacrifices his life to save another's in a mining disaster. Imposing in size, he cuts a commanding figure, perfect for both heroes and, as in The Emperor Jones, anti-heroes. He's a compelling actor because he's so seductively mercurial. In the black director Oscar Michaud's silent film Body and Soul, Robeson actually plays two opposite characters, a sweet-natured good guy and a villainous preacher. On the new Criterion set, My Big Discovery is a haunting silent film from 1930 called Borderline, the only surviving film directed by the British film theorist and editor Kenneth McPherson. In it, Robeson's wife, Eslanda, plays his wife, who is ending an interracial affair with a white man. The American imagist poet H.D., Hilda Doolittle, gives a terrifyingly intense performance as the murderously jealous and bigoted wife of the other man. Hypnotic flashbacks and flash forwards, in montages influenced by the great Russian director Sergei Eisenstein, blur the boundary between what's actually happening and what's in the characters' minds. As the generously forgiving husband and friend, this is Robeson's subtlest, most sophisticated, and most touching characterization. Even without his voice, Robeson was an unforgettable presence.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Paul Robeson, Portraits of the Artist, a 4-DVD set released by Criterion.